You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, it is Friday, everybody's favorite day of the week, and I've got all your local entertainment and lifestyle news to share with you if you're looking for some cool stuff to do this weekend and into the next couple of weeks as we head towards the festive season. I also have an exclusive one-on-one interview with local actress Zakia Patel, who you may well recall played the long-suffering nurse in the local series The Girl from St. Agnes. Absolutely loved her. And Zakia is launching her international acting career in 2020. She's heading to the USA, and I got to catch up with her and find out a little bit more about what's on the cards for her next year. But before I chat to Zakia, let's find out what is on the go in and around South Africa. Big news just announced last week. Rock and roll legends Kiss have launched their final ever tour this year, and they're going to be touring 2019 and 2020. They're playing across the globe with their End of the Road World Tour. They are known for their trademark larger-than-life blistering performances, and Kiss has proven for decades why they are hands down the most iconic live show in rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, who have sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, have said that this tour is devoted to the millions of Kiss Army fans. They are coming to South Africa in 2020. Yes. Your date to diarize 25th of July 2020 at the Ticker Pro Dome in Johannesburg, and tickets start from 800 Rand. Tickets are officially on sale today, Friday the 22nd of November, and you can head on over to bigconcerts.co.za to get all of your information. This is going to be so epic. I am so excited. Kiss in South Africa. Woo! I'm enjoying all the international acts that are coming to South Africa. It's really, really, we are sitting in a fantastic place with international music coming out to South Africa. And yeah, make sure you book your tickets. I think that's actually going to sell out quite quickly. Now, if you love local music, and you want to, you know, sort of get hands on with some local talent, then you don't want to miss the event that's going to be taking place at the Sun Arena Times Square on the 20th of December. You should probably book in advance. So sharing the stage for this epic concert are Brian McKnight, Karen White, Lyra, and Lady Zamar. So this is two international artists that are going to be on the stage. Four of them are multiple award-winning and exceptionally talented, and each of them brings their unique blend of music and showmanship to the concert. Brian McKnight, of course, singer, songwriter, and producer and instrumentalist, who plays nine instruments, incredibly, is going to be on the stage. Karen White is a sensational singer and songwriter with over 3 million albums sold worldwide. Lady Zamar, of course, one of South Africa's biggest female artists at the moment. And Lyra, of course, who was discovered in 2000 by Arthur Mafokate and is signed to his record label. And she's going to be performing as well. Incredible. I mean, who doesn't love Lyra and Lady Zamar, local talent at its very best? That is taking place at the Sun Arena Times Square on the 20th of December. Tickets are on sale now at CompuTicket, ShopRite, and Checkers, and are priced at 350 Rand. Keeping it local, but with an Italian twist, I'm really excited. Kicking off today, Vino in Piazza, the Wines of Italy, is opening today, the 22nd of November, and running until Sunday, the 24th of November, at Monte Cassino on the Piazza. So basically what it is a whole bunch of incredible Italian wines that you can get to taste, and you can, yeah, just hang out and have some fun. There's an area for kids. And your tickets are 160 Rand per person, which gets you 20 wine tasting vouchers valued at 200 Rand, one Vino in Piazza tasting glass, and you get a wine pairing voucher at the chef's table with limited space available on a first-come, first-serve basis. It's 20 bucks for the kids' play garden. And this is going to be awesome. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm going to pop through this afternoon and go check that out. So that's today, Friday the 22nd of November from 3 until 9, Saturday the 23rd of November from 10 until 9 in the evening, and Sunday the 24th of November from 10 till 4. 160 Rand gets you in 20 tasting vouchers, which I'm pretty sure would be enough for you to have a good time. That's Vino in Piazza at Monte Cassino on the Piazza. Please be responsible and Uber or get Taxify, or just be safe if you're going to be drinking this weekend. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with local actress Zakia Patel and find out more about what's happening for her in 2020, including an incredible international move.
2019 has been the most amazing year. I started off in January with a movie on the big screen at cinemas, and then I went on to having a show on Netflix called Shadow. And then straight after that, it was The Girl from St. Agnes on Showmax. So it's been a year which is a dream for an actor, where you have two amazing shows of international quality on international streaming platforms like Showmax and Netflix, and then something on at the movies, which I do believe was one of my, I call every single show I do my magnum opus. Even if it's five lines, it's going to be my magnum opus.
And you've got a movie coming onto the big screen in 2020. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Indeed. So it is the sequel to Material, which was released in 2012. And now the family is all back together, and we are making more and more magic. It's quite wild because 8 years later, it was the first thing I'd ever done in the industry. So to go back 8 years later with all that wealth of experience and knowledge, and to take on that character again was, I think, it's an actor's dream to have developed something for 8 years and to bring so much more wealth and experience to a role. So for me personally, it was a beautiful experience as a performer, but also a little bit bittersweet because it's where I started in the South African industry, and it's where I'm kind of rounding off for the meantime.
Now, you've got some exciting projects planned in 2020 and a big move. Do you want to share a little bit about that with us?
Yes. So the bittersweet wrap-up with Material 2 is because we are moving to Los Angeles. It has always been a lifelong dream to go to La La Land, and the time is right. My green card has been approved, and it's off to go tackle the big, big, big fish in the big, big, big ocean that's out of the pond. And it is a flying band, actually.
It is going to be absolutely incredible. So you've got obviously meetings and a whole bunch of stuff lined up, and you literally are taking your career to the next level.
Pardon?
I said you've got some meetings and stuff lined up, so you are kicking off 2020 with a bang. You're taking your career to the next level.
It is. I think there's that quote from Batman, and he says, funny that I quote Batman. I have nieces and nephews. There's a quote from Batman, and he's stuck in a prison. The Bane puts him in a prison, and everyone asks, how did you get out of the prison? No one else has ever been able to get the prison. There's a giant hole in the middle. And he said, I jumped without a rope because I had no choice but to get to the other side, whereas everyone, you know, tied themselves to this rope. So I think that's exactly what I'm doing, and it is quite a bold move to be jumping without a rope, but the only choice I have is to fly.
Now, if you love a good laugh, like you know that I do, a popular South African funny man, Alan Committee, is back at Monte Cassino after a bit of a hiatus. And his latest show is called Classy Clown, and it is an 80-minute exploration of what we have learned, what we must still understand, and how we can keep sane. Let your tears be laughter-induced. He used to be a school teacher, and he's re-educating audiences with his hilarious and precariously fragile state of the world, fluctuating from flossing, to bouncing from buying bedding to breeding dogs and everything in between. This crazy comedian is sure to cover everything you need to know in this hilarious comedy curriculum. I love Alan Committee. He's always such a good laugh. So if you want to check out Classy Clown, that is now on at Peter Turin's Monte Cassino Theatre. It is running until the 1st of December. Tickets range from 100 rand to 240 rand, and you can get them on CompuTicket, or you can give the theatre box office a call, 011-511-1818. That's Alan Committee's latest show, Classy Clown. If you want to get some shopping on, you will want to check out the Keys Pantry Market. This is the last market for the year, and that is taking place this Saturday, the 23rd of November, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Local band Runaway Train Cult are going to be providing a festive backdrop while you shop with loads of local and artisanal produce. Think oven fresh bread, seasonal veg, cold meats, cheeses, honey, pastries, truffle-infused products, olive oil, spices, handmade sauces, and loads more. Christmas gifting just got a whole bunch easier. There's also a talk on. So Joel Kaplan, the founder of Thought Africa, is going to be sharing tips and tricks on how to lead a more sustainable life. I think that's going to be really interesting. And that'll take place at the Mesh Club at 11 a.m. That's tomorrow, Saturday, 23rd of November. Remember to bring your recycled shopping bags because it's a plastic-free zone. And just come and hang out, have some coffee, have some breakfast, grab some chocolate. And all the design galleries and arts galleries will be open, so you can also pop in and check that out. You can find out more on keysartmile.co.za. That's the pantry market at Keys. That's taking place tomorrow, the 23rd of November. Now, I mentioned it last week, but I want to reiterate, the Cadbury Dairy Milk Generosity Trees is an incredible, incredible initiative. And if you want to get involved and go and drop off a pre-loved toy, Cape Town, your dates, 26th of November to the 2nd of December at Tiger Valley Mall, and Joburg, 10 to 16 December, Mall of Africa. Please make sure you get involved. And if you can't get through to one of these places to drop off and you still want to share in this incredible spirit of generosity, you can head on over to your local Toys R Us store and you can buy a new toy and also donate it to the Generosities Fund, and you'll get a slab of dairy milk chocolate to take home with you. I think that's kind of cool. So if you want to find out more, CadburyFestiveSeason.co.za. Don't forget that everything that I speak about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, next week, Friday, is Black Friday, and if you love good wine, then you'll want to make your way to Niederburg in Paarl on Black Friday and Saturday to stock up on some of the winery's choicest selections. Versatility is the name of the game, with offers on current and older vintages like you have never seen before. So that's Niederburg's Black Friday, 29 and 30th of November. This is incredible. The Wine Masters, buy three bottles and get the cheapest one for free. The Niederburg Heritage Heroes, purchase a mixed case and receive a 20% discount. And there's loads more on MCC, their Cuvée Brut. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Do make sure to check that out on their website, niederburg.co.za, or of course on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, I spoke about Alan Committee a little bit earlier, and I am delighted to have two sets of double tickets valued at 400 Rand each to give away to two lucky listeners for an evening of mirth checking out Alan Committee's Classy Clown. So the prize is for the evening of the 28th of November at 8 p.m. at the Benetton Theatre at Monte Cassino. Two double sets of tickets valued at 400 Rand each. You want to go and enter. You need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab and you need to enter the Alan Committee competition, which is closing Monday, the 25th of November. And you just need to let me know where the show is being held. And it's also mentioned in the poster, or if you forgot. So it's the Peter Turin's Monte Cassino Theatre. And you could be a lucky winner. That is it from me for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and for sharing this time with me. I'll be back with you again next week, of course. If you want to find out more, everything is on my website, heatherhook.com, or check me out on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, Heather L. Hook. And on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Reach out, touch base, say hi. If you see me at an event, come over and say hello, and I will see you again or chat to you again next week. Have a beautiful and inspiring day ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.